Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to my podcast, Earning Your Stripes. I'm really, really excited about this particular episode. I've got Andy Lippman here with me. She is going to be honored in the Hall of Honor in a ceremony coming up. And Andy, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with me.
Thank you for having me.
So a little bird told me that David Maxwell nominated you for the Hall of Honor. I've actually been in Valley a number of times and the plaques are already up. And so, Andy, I actually took a picture of your plaque. And below your name, it says relentlessly dedicated family advocate, servant leader, and volunteer extraordinaire.
Holy cow.
So, you know, you've been nominated as a community member and a volunteer. But why is volunteering so important? And could you talk about the different ways citizens could step up and support their school?
Well, volunteering is important because parents and guardians bring a variety of skills and perspectives, which benefit students, and they're sorely missing in schools. Without people like that volunteer and give their time. What was the second part of the question? I apologize.
You know, just how to encourage citizens, or how can citizens kind of get involved, parents and community get involved in their school?
Well, there are a bunch of different ways. At Valley, for almost a decade, Valley and Southwoods, I served as the volunteer coordinator. PTOs will always have a person that they can reach out to if they're interested in a particular thing. We have had people, there was a man one time who loved to chaperone dances, and he would dress up almost like a Secret Service agent with a suit on and with sunglasses, and that was his thing. He made it a lot of fun. We had last summer another parent who was an architect that helped us navigate through some storage issue problems that we were having, and kind of was able to communicate between the district and the vendors and helped us through all of that. There are people that like to sell tickets. There are people that like to fundraise. There are people like me that like to kind of be behind the scenes. So there's so many ways to volunteer. And if you don't know who your PTO, your PAC, or your whatever, who those people are, the principal of schools, of any school in the district, can point you towards volunteering. But there are so many different ways.
You know, Andy, what I heard you say is, I think everybody be surprised to know they've got something to offer, right? When we think about a partnership with the school, maybe it's a passion area, maybe it's a specific skill or talent, but there's just a variety of ways to plug in.
Absolutely.
So you get nominated for this Hall of Honor, and I tell you what, it looks like each and every year there's about, you know, four or five. So this is quite an honor. What did that mean to you to find out that you're being inducted into the Hall of Honor at Valley High School?
Oh my gosh. It's an honor. It was surprising. It was humbling. Mr. Maxwell came up to me. We were, it was in December, and we were putting together the setup for the cookie box event. We do an annual holiday cookie. Did you get your cookie boxes, by the way? Staff appreciation.
Oh, we did. Yes. December. Those are fantastic. Yes. So yes.
We did 600 dozen, and we give them out to Valley and Southwoods and Walnut Creek and local police departments. People at the LRC got them. And the students baked them this year, which is something we weren't able to do during COVID. Anyway, I digress. But David came in and announced that he had nominated me there in front of the volunteers. And it was really neat. It was a really neat experience. And it still is. I'm honored.
Well, I think the ceremony, I just hope you just absolutely enjoy it and soak it all in, and so well deserved. You know, everybody that I talk to says you clearly lead by example. And they did use the word behind the scenes in to describe you. What would you say to others as it relates to getting involved in the schools in terms of maybe even that behind the scenes, these things that you might not consider helping move forward the efforts of the school district?
Just that it's important that the school needs you in whatever capacity you're able to give, whether it's from home or whether it's actually being present in the school. And knowing what's going on in the schools is also very helpful for you and your student. I think I have a variety, I've got four kids and they're very, very different, but they all appreciate seeing you in the school. They also, or being involved in some manner. Everybody's got their skills and there's a place for everybody.
I love it. I've told parents, you know, I'm a former elementary principal. So when I speak to parents, and I've always said, if you want your children to think something's important, they better catch you doing it. And so when you get involved in the school and engaged, whether that's sewing costumes for the show choir or baking cookies and sharing those kinds of celebrations, it sends a strong message to our students. So I just appreciate that example that you've set for all of us. And I hope that encourages other parents to say, hey, how can I plug in? I think that's important. Well, I was also told by little birdie that you served on the school board, the Board of Education here in West Des Moines.
Yeah, that was about a decade ago.
Wow. So I thought about this. You know, what would you point to as maybe one of your greatest accomplishments on the board?
Oh, that definitely, hands down, is the construction, serving on facility and finance with Paul Bobeck. And at the time that I served, they were building the auditorium and building 3 at the building. And we were getting bids and they were coming in too high and they were still building 2. And being able to navigate and making decisions that were financially responsible, and at the same time, balancing that with what the student needs were and also what's our vision for the future. And so I love being involved in that process. I really did.
Those are the kinds of decisions. And I've said that those are 40, 50 year decisions.
Yes.
And, so there's just a legacy in itself and some of those decisions that were made. So that, I think that's a great item to point to. I also heard that you're a graduate of West Des Moines. See, I did my research on you, Andy.
You did. Wow.
So you're a graduate of West Des Moines Community Schools. How well did we prepare you specifically, to a post-secondary success?
Oh, clearly, because I went on to college, went on to law school. Academics were second to none. That's why my parents moved to the district. And after I graduated and got a job, that's why I moved, knowing that I was going to have kids, into this district also. So academics are second to none here. And that's why I'm here.
Well, and you led me into my next question about your own children. This is one thing that I've learned about West Des Moines schools. I've met so many people that we have a lot of teachers that are products of West Des Moines schools. We've had a lot of folks move back, have their own children in West Des Moines schools. So it certainly says a lot. So when I think about your own children, how well have they been prepared? Likewise, you know, obviously next generation, are we continuing to execute?
Well, my kids span a total... I've been in West Des Moines schools since my first child in 1997. So 26 years I've been involved in schools. And the academics have been consistently great throughout. I've still got one in Valley right now who will graduate this year. So between the 4 kids, I have seen changes in curriculum. I've seen changes in what the state requires of schools. I've seen all those changes, but the staff and their willingness to help kids and the academics have always been solid.
I love to hear that. So now we're over 30 years time, something's remained consistent. And that's the kind of school experience that students are having in West Des Moines schools. And I would go on record to say, we just have an outstanding, just a fantastic, talented, committed staff and faculty. I hear that over and over when I meet with various groups. You'll also hear me say that I want each and every student to have that great experience. And so that continuous improvement that we're always striving for to ensure that the kind of experience that you've described for yourself and for your own children, everybody is experiencing that. So I really appreciate that. I stop a lot of students in the hall and I ask them this question. I said, your parent, your guardian is your biggest fan, that person at home that you could go to for any problem or advice. But I also need you to have one adult in school, one adult at your school that you feel really connected to. Who was that for you during your high school days?
During my high school days, this is going to be a name from the past, but it is, it was my old biology teacher, Dallas Gilreath. And I think he's still out there somewhere, but he knew how to make learning fun. He was smart, and the combination of somebody who's engaged and has wants you to have fun while learning ties it all together for people.
So when you think back to that school experience and what you just described, how did you connect? I talk to students all the time. It's more than just showing up for class. How are you connecting into your school beyond just showing up for class? What did that look like for you in your high school experience?
For me, I did behind the scenes and drama productions. I dabbled in debate a little bit. I wasn't very good, so that didn't last very long. Attending football games at the time, and we used to have school mixers that I remember. But for me personally, my connection was very much academics. That was my thing that I liked the most, lifelong learner.
Awesome.
And then actually it transfers into volunteering too, because you learn from other people. You have a network of people that have skills that you don't have. And I learn from them every day.
That is lifelong learning, what you're just describing right there. I think in your bio, you also mentioned the quarter mile hallway, and I've heard this over and over. I never got to see it, but there must have been something.
It was a straight line from the gym or the swimming pool area that still exists all the way down into what is now a parking lot, past the math hallway, all the way down. And you could have classes down there that were like social studies classes and then have to run to gym. And of course you had to dress out in those days, and boom, everybody was jogging that hallway way back then.
Well, they're still talking about that hallway, so that left quite an impression on the students. So, Andy, just to kind of wrap some things up, what else would you like to share with us? You know, there's this opportunity. I got this great leader talking to me on my podcast that obviously as a West Des Moines graduate and your children, you're getting honored for, you know, just stepping up and stepping in, and so important to partner with a school on in all this. What else would you like to share?
Oh, goodness. Just a big thank you to you and the administration and the staff for all that you do for the kids. I everybody appreciates it.
Well, Andy, thank you so much for sharing some time with you today. What a strong message. Get involved, jump in, help out, partner with the school. We all have our eyes on the same thing, being student-centered and great student experiences and outcomes. And so thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Matt Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website, wdmcs.org, or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.